G'day, Middo.
G'day, boys.
Lovely to see you, mate. We had a representative round. What did you make of it?
Oh, look, I thought Friday night was just enormously disappointing. I thought the Kiwis just didn't turn up to the party, did they? That was a
terrible.
It was a shocking performance by them in every way, you know. And then the news the next day that came out about a couple of their senior players was, you know, not disappointing. I think distressing, really. The leaders of the team, leaders at their clubs as well. Blokes who should have known better, and the same thing, you know, a senior official as well, you know, that it was an awful weekend.
Yeah, that's right. We're not talking about that 20-year-old in Holden Cup. We're not talking about a 21-year-old here. We're talking about actual recognised senior players who are
all
leaders.
Should know better.
Yep.
And obviously a chairman of a club as well. So
yeah,
that's the distressing
the
side.
The message is reinforced and reinforced over and over. So, you know, you have to ask questions, don't you? And, you know, they're leaders of our teams, leaders of our game. It's enormously distressing.
It's good to have the footy back.
Yeah, look, there was one highlight I thought of last weekend, and that was a game between Fiji and Tonga. The lead changed six times before Leilani Latu scored the match-winning try in the last couple of minutes. That was high quality, and I thought the passion of the fans out there at Campbelltown was fantastic. Yep. 18,000, it's more than the Tigers get. They haven't had a crowd like that in 5 years out there.
Yeah, and Mido, the responses from our callers and our text messages have all been so positive about that day had out there. We're back, club footy, mate. Bulldogs, $1.57 at tap.com.au. Up against the Cowboys. Get a couple of players back, but Jono Thurston still missing.
He's still missing. It's important they've got Coote and Granville named this week, and they've been big losses recently.
Absolutely.
But really hard to go against the Dogs at ANZ Stadium. No Josh Reynolds for them, who will be a big loss. But, yeah, they've played some good football recently. They're on a bit of a roll, the Dogs. I think they can beat the Cowboys. Okay.
Dragons, $3, and the Sharks, $1.40.
You're hard to go for the Dragons without Josh Dugan and Gareth Widdop. You know, their point scoring comes from both of those players. So I don't think there's going to be a lot of points in the Dragons. 150th game for Josh McCrone, playing halfback. I'll tip the Sharks to win. You know, they got the job done against the Tigers last time they played without playing well. They're a type of team who can do that. I think Cronulla should win.
Hard to know what sort of Tigers are going to turn up. They're $2 at tab.com.au. The Rabbitohs, $1.80.
Rabbitohs were awful last time they went around. That was against Manly. They were beaten by 40. Like the Tigers, they've improved their defence under Ivan Cleary. They were conceding 30 points a game. That's down to 19, which is a big improvement. Yeah. They beat South already this season, 34-18 in round one. I think they can do it again.
Panthers, $1.68. The Warriors, $2.20.
Yeah, I'm going to go Panthers. I think maybe, you know, teams that are on a losing streak, they like to have that week's break. It's a bit of a circuit breaker, and their five city players performed well last Sunday. So I think that might give them the kickstart that they're looking for. The Warriors haven't won in Australia this season, so I can't tip them.
Yeah, the simple message there from Anthony Griffin is you blokes all played well. Didn't matter who you played with last weekend. You all played well. Bring that form.
Totally.
The Panthers.
Totally.
So $1.68, they should get the job done against the Warriors. The Storm are short price favourites. Keep in mind, there's no Jesse Bromwich, the best prop in the game, is missing. $1.37 mid up against the Gold Coast, $3.10.
Yeah, not only missing Jesse Bromwich, but they've also lost two other middle forwards in Nelson, Asofa Solomona. And
how big is he?
He's probably the biggest bloke who's ever played in the NRL.
He could
200
be the biggest bloke I've ever. He could be the biggest bloke I've ever seen.
So he's got a hand injury.
Mate,
he's gone.
I poo myself whenever I. If he's. You
Puma pants. You wear your Puma pants.
Oh, mate, he's a... And can't he play?
Christian Welsh, another one. He did his knee. Gone for the season. So three middle forwards missing for the Storm. This game's at Suncorp Stadium. Titans have got an awful record there. I can't go the Titans. Storm should get it done.
Jared Haynes stays.
In
Roberts,
the centres.
Roberts is fullback, and Jared stays there in left centre. Manly, $2.35. Slats' team up against Brisbane, $1.60. Every time I tip against Brisbane.
See what I mean? You're not concentrating. Get the job done. You're not concentrating, right?
Found this a hard one to tip because...
You did the last one, right?
Sorry, mate.
Sorry, paid by the word, you see.
Manly were very good last time they went around. They've won two in a row. They'd have to travel to Suncorp for the Broncos. This is a Manly home game. Transferred to Brisbane. Can you believe that for this doubleheader? I think Brisbane will get it. Yeah, will win the points here. Tough one to pick, as I say. Bit of a toss of the coin job. Still no Ben Hunt for the Broncos. Manly, I think Broncos can win.
Knights, $4.50. The Raiders, $1.20.
Last year, when these two teams played, they went to Golden Point twice. It was very surprising circumstances. A draw in Newcastle and a four-point win to the Raiders at home. I can't see the Knights getting close this time. The Raiders have been up and down and they need to start showing some form. I think they can win convincingly.
Mate, the Roosters, $1.50 without Sean Kenny-Dowell. I don't think that would worry most people.
No, a lot of their fans have been a bit down on him anyway, yeah, haven't they, with his errors in his game. They seem to be increasing, don't they? So
260 para.
Yeah, an opportunity for another outside back there for the Roosters.
Well, Latrell Mitchell comes back.
You know, he's had a bit of a break, so it might do him the world of good. 2 weeks off. Look, I'll tip the Roosters to win this one. It's at Allianz Stadium. It should be one of the better games of the round. Parramatta, yeah, a tough team to beat, but I think it'd be a good contest. Roosters to win.
There it is, round 10.
Round 10, Indigenous round.
Yeah, that's a good round.
Who's your best Indigenous player?
I did something this week for Wide World of Sports on the top Indigenous try scorers. I don't know if you could guess who has scored the most tries by an Indigenous player at Premiership level. It's a bit of a surprise.
At Premiership level?
You've had Nathan Merritt is one. Greg Inglis is another. This bloke scored over 150 tries in
Ricky
the NRL.
Walford.
Matt Singh. Most tries by an Indigenous player. Penrith Roosters Cowboys.
Okay. So if you talk to Gus, he reckons his favourite players. He was one of his favourite.
You remember that
players.
Isn't that when you were calling and you called him for a try?
Yeah,
what was your line again?
Don't worry. I can't remember.
Yes, you can because you prepared it beforehand.
Oh, shut up.
Singh is singing. What's that? It was something
on
that.
Well,
Singh now. Matt Singh.
So
I think
you're stressed.
I think you're stressed. It was.
You don't hear
sick.
That anymore.
No,
do
you don't. You don't. I wonder why.
His name got a mention though, didn't he?
Did you prepare that?
Some of your best work.
You prepared that, didn't you? You had it written down in front of you if it was to happen.
I don't think so. So Matt Singer, who was second by the way?
Well done, John.
Nathan Merritt was second.
Yeah.
He's on it now.
Plenty of good ones, and I enjoyed Steve Renoff last night on Sterlo's show as well.
Renoff was right up there. Greg Inglis.
Good on you, Mitter.
Peachy. Good on you, guys.
Well good done. On you. Well done. John, I play it again as we go to the news. Here's Gemma.
Singh now. Matt Singh. Singh for the try line. Singh is singing. Is he what?